The Lord has laid on my heart to share with you this morning is about a declaration that we sometimes make. Have you made this declaration in your life and not been able to keep it? When you go to the dictionary, it says a promise is a declaration to do or refrain from doing something specifically. It's a legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it's made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specific act, a reason to expect something. Promise I make, promise I keep. Dit het ek vir my kinders geleer, toe hulle groot geword het, het gesê, in baie dinge sal ek jou in die steek laat, maar as ek jou 'n belofte gemaak het, gaan ek daai belofte hou. En ek het vir my kinders die waarde geleer van belofte maak. Wat het beteken om 'n belofte te maak? To tell someone that you will definitely do something. To give that declaration. Have you made that declaration in your life? Were you able to keep that declaration in your life? How many times have you broken a promise in your life? And how did you feel about it? Laat weet vir my, 082-657-2729. Was het al ooit vir jou so dat jy nie een belofte kon nakom nie? Een belofte wat jy gemaakt het. And that you remember to this very day that you were not able to keep. And so I want to talk to you about promises this morning. Do you know the very first promise in God's word? The very, very first promise ever in God's word. And God himself said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The first gospel, the first announcement of a coming Savior, a Redeemer. Talking to you about promises this morning. There's a guy in Canada who did a study, it's an online study. It took him just over a year and a half to read something like 127 times through God's Word. And he jotted down the promises and he came to the conclusion that there's over 7,487. You heard me right. 7,487 promises made by God to mankind. The Lord God Almighty. And you'd probably say, well, we cannot determine the exact number of promises contained in the scriptures. You know what? We can agree with what King Solomon said during his temple dedication prayer concerning the validity of the promises of God. You know what he said? He said, praise be to the Lord. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. 1 Kings 8:56. Not one word failed. God is a promise keeper. God keeps his promises to you. I was watching something on TV last night, and every time there's a rainbow, people get all excited. I'm not talking about the perverted way that the world looks at it nowadays, but I'm talking about God's promise to mankind. Where the Lord a promise, he will never ever destroy the world again. God made, the Bible called it a covenant. After the water, the flood that receded and Noah and his family exited the ark, God said, I'd established my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by waters of flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. This is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. Your son, my daughters, all generations God said, I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. And so God made this promise, signified by the rainbow, not only to mankind, but every living creature. I'm talking about the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark, every living creature on the face of this planet. Genesis 9, go and read about it. God's perpetual promise, covenant, enduring to all generations, you and I included. Never again will there be a worldwide flood. Can you believe we live in a day and age where somebody close to me said, well, it wasn't worldwide, it was just in the Middle East. When my Bible says worldwide, I believe it's worldwide. When my Bible says that the rainbow is God's sign, God's token of his promise to all generations. God is a promise keeper. God keeps his promises, and there are many promises of God in Scripture. Everyone, so many of them where God pledges something that will not or will not be done, that is given to us. Like I said to you, over 7,000. I want to say this to you, it's not flippant, casual promises, as we often make. These promises of God are rock solid, unequivocal commitments made by the Lord himself. You know why? Because the God of the Bible, the God of Abram, Isaac, Jacob, the eternal God, the Alpha, the Omega, is true and faithful. And I just want to touch on some of these promises that God made. What do we have to go back and go and check? And it's good to listen to Radio Pulpit, and it's good to listen to your minister, pastor, priest, whoever. But if you want to check up on the promises of God, you need to go to God's Word yourself. Go and do a study of it yourself. There in the Old Testament, you find a promise that God blessed Abraham through his descendants, the whole world, in Genesis 12. It's called the Abrahamic Covenant. And even there, it's pointed to the Messiah. The coming Messiah for Abram, who Abram was looking for. In John 8:56, you find the fulfillment of that. God promised to be their God to Israel and make them his people in Leviticus. God kept that promise. The Old Testament history is teeming with examples of God fulfilling his promises. What about God's promises in the New Testament? Do you know that God promised salvation to all? I don't care where you walk on the face of this planet. But this unseen, omniscient, all-powerful, majestic God promised salvation to all who believes on his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen to Romans 1 and verse 16, 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For it is in righteousness of God it's revealed from faith for faith, as it is written. And so God makes that promise. There's no greater blessing than the free gift of God's salvation. God makes that promise to you. God promised that all things will work out for the good for his children. You know which scripture I'm talking about. It's a promise of the Lord. Romans 8 and verse 28. Do you know what it says? And we know, you and I, we know this generation that's alive now, even through the ages and through the, since the establishment of this world, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purposes. It's the broader picture that keeps us from being dismayed by your present circumstances, isn't it? God promises comfort in your trials. 2 Corinthians 1, he promises, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions. God is in charge. And one day we will be able to share the comfort that we receive. You stand on the promises of the Lord this morning. You stand on the word of the Lord this morning. God promised a new life in Christ Jesus. And if you call on the Lord Jesus Christ, He says, I'm not far away from you. Salvation is the beginning of a brand new existence. God promises every spiritual blessing in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. God promised that. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ, listen to this, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful scripture. And in the Old Testament, Israel had the promise of a physical blessing. The church today has been promised spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Our inheritance is reserved for us. God promised to finish the work that He has started in us. Philippians 1 and verse 6. God does nothing in half measures. He promised that He would finish that work in us. I will never forget it. Many years ago, when I started here at Radio Pulpit, we've got this digital display board that's hanging here in the entrance. And this scripture was scrolling over this board continuously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That He who started the work in us will complete it. Philippians 1 and verse 6. I'm sure of this, that He who began the good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. He will be sure to complete it. And as you listen to this radio broadcast this morning, God promises peace when we pray. Philippians 4. I've spoken about it yesterday. He promised you protection, peace. It will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful promise from God. I don't know where you're at in life and what you're struggling with this morning, but I know that God's promises are yes and amen, true. God has never broken a single promise. And when He says, I will supply in all of your needs, Matthew 6:33, jy ken hom, soek allereerst die koninkryk van God, en al hierdie dinge sal vir jou gegee word. There's another promise, Philippians 4:19. My God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I don't know what you're concerned about this day, but I know that this promise of God is true. Not that we get everything that we want, but our needs will be taken care of. We are more valuable than birds. And our Heavenly Father feeds them on a daily basis. Go and check out the scriptures. Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather in barns. And yet, say with me, yet my Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than what they are? And so even Jesus promised rest in the Gospels. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Do you know what I'm talking about? Jesus promised abundant life to those who follow Him. John 10:10, it rings like a bell. I've spoken often about this scripture. John ting ting. Go and read it. Shall I read it to you? The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. Following Jesus brings us more spiritual fulfillment that we can anticipate. And so, my brother, if you've just tuned in and listening to this radio broadcast, I'm talking to you about the promises of God. Solid as the rainbow in the sky. Every time it rains, God puts up this token, this covenant to remind Himself. And God's promises are faithful and true. Jesus Himself, Jesus is God, promised eternal life to those who trust Him. Do you trust the Lord? Do you know what I'm talking about? Whosoever will drink of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. It's the Good Shepherd, I've spoken about this last week, who promised to hold you securely. No one will snatch you out of his hand. No one. We live in a day and age where people think today I'm saved, tomorrow I'm lost. Day after tomorrow I'll be saved, lost again. What will it be? God says, John 10 and verse 28, no one will snatch you out of his hand. What a beautiful promise from God. Remember what a promise is? A declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified. This is God's word making promises to you in the early hours of this Wednesday, the 16th of November. Jesus promised his disciples power from on high. You are his disciple, aren't you? And in this power, they turned the world upside down, and so should you. To stand on the promises of the Lord and say, Lord, the disciples of old, those men and women who walked and talked with you, Lord, look what they've done. Help me, Lord, this day to be faithful and true to your word. Promises of God. He promised that he will return. John 14, 2 and 3, in my father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. What a grandiose expectation. What a wonderful thing looking forward to. And from then on, we will be with our Lord forever. You know, the problem with that is, the old pastor said from the pulpit, he said, who would like to go to heaven? And all the hands in the congregation went up. And then he said, who would like to go today? And the majority of the hands went down. Ja, almal wil hemel toe gaan, almal wil nie vandag gaan nie. Dis daar in die boot wat gesê het, well, I would like to leave with the first batch. As daar 'n rapture is, ek mis die bus vir niks. Talking about the promises of God. There are many, many more promises of God that could be listed. Many. All of them will find their ultimate fulfillment in Jesus, our Lord. The radiance of God's glory. The radiance of God's glory. Say it with me. Our Lord, the radiance of God's glory. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ Jesus. They are yes in Christ Jesus. And so, when you work through the scriptures, maybe you should go do a study of this as well. The promises of the Lord. When he says, Revelation 21:4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. When he promised you, death shall be no more. Do you know there will come a time like that? Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, no pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. We sê die Here, hierdie hemel en aarde sal verbygaan, maar elke woord van my sal in vervulling gaan. Elke woord wat ek gespreek het, will come into fulfillment. God says in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, you, God, keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Because he or she trusts in you. Do you trust on the Lord Jesus Christ? Then I want to say to you, be strong, be courageous, do not fear or be in dread. For it is the Lord your God who goes before you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Do you hear the promises of God? Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Do you hear? Do you hear James 4 and verse 7? Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Do you hear the promises of God? Do you hear Philippians 4 and verse 13 that says to you, son, daughter, you will be able to do all things through him who strengthens you. Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish. This has got nothing to do with prosperity teaching. This is to do with the heart, the intent of the heart. And it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear fruit. Bear fruit. Bome wat vrugte dra, trek mense, trek diere nader. And so they would like to eat of that fruit. Would people like to eat your fruit, my fruit this day? And so prove to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ? Graham Power's favorite promise in God's word. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name, is that you? If you humble yourself, if you pray, if you seek his face, if you turn from your wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven. He will forgive your sin. He will restore this land. When will we take heed? When will we get up, rise up, stand on the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ? And so I want to pray with you this morning. Father God, Eternal King, Majesty, Majesty, God of Israel, God of my Bible, God of Radio Pulpit, Alpha and Omega, God of the rainbow, thank you that you are the covenant God. Thank you that you are the covenant keeper. Thank you that your word is yes and amen. Thank you that your word are true. Over 7,000 promises, Lord. And so many thirsty souls listening to this radio broadcast. Is God's promises true for me this morning? Is God's promises true for me this morning? If the sun set you free, you will be free indeed. You will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's promised. Father, we are here corporately. As we bow down, our spirit man just bow down as we yield to you, Lord. Your promises be fulfilled in our lives. Thank you that you are, Lord, the promise keeper who gave your Son so that we can have eternal life. Thank you, Lord, that in Christ Jesus we are a new creation, a new mindset. And no matter what the world throws at us, this day, Lord, I will stand on your promises. As your word says and as your word promised us this morning. For the mountains may depart and the hills may be removed, but your steadfast love shall not depart from us, and your covenant of peace shall not be removed. Thus saith the Lord God Almighty, the one and only true living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who has compassion on you, speaking it into your life. You sense it? The presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, that you are a covenant-keeping God. Thank you that your promises are even like rainbows in the middle of the night. And we stand on that this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.